Never you wanted surround me, and you make me feel so brand new. And you.
All right, I'm sorry. I was only supposed to be singing until I start the video because it's like a little countdown. But anywho. Not a singer, so don't claim to be, so you can skip that part and up until 33 seconds. Okay, 333. Sorry. Hello, everyone. Welcome. As usual, we're going to dive right in, but I'm going to pause that for a moment because I do have a small announcement that I'll be either sharing in the middle of the video or at the end of the video. I haven't quite decided yet. But yeah, stick around for that and take note. But we're just going to dive in. And today, I started this so many times. So many times. First, it was forgiveness. Then it was like, okay, maybe you should do a check-in. And then I'm like, okay, yeah, we can do that. Then one was like, oh, okay, let's do perception of reality and how people presume, however you want to read it and say it, of their own reality and thus force it unto others because that's what they want to create. Or, I don't know. I just also wanted to talk about Applejack from My Little Pony. So I had quite the mindstorm happening. It was a lot of thunderclouds talking at once. So, I decided to talk about that just now, at this very moment. I still wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, but it's the matter of me wanting to talk about this right now at this presumptuous video. Presumptuous? Why do I keep saying that word? I feel like I should look that up. I could look that up. We'll look that up. Presumptuous. Okay. My brain does this a lot. And I enjoy it. This is why I talk and I speak in different varieties of different ways, and it's just like, if you can't follow me, please let me know. Ask questions. Then my brain is everywhere and then here as well. So sometimes my brain can just get so razzle dazzled and frazzled in a way of just like, let's do all of it at once. Let's create all of this at once. Let's do all of this at once. And let's talk about all of this at once. And then let's hop from top of 10. It's, yeah, I don't know how people are my friends. Shouts out to y'all. I don't know how y'all do it. I don't know how you guys listen to me. Shouts out to y'all. But I feel like other people's brains, of course, work that way as well. And just different conceptualization, because ain't nothing new under the sun but how it's done. That's what I say. Be saying it. That's how it's said. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because sometimes I'm just like, how do I not so much quiet my brain, but how do I listen to myself as well? I don't necessarily want to shut me up. Be like, I just want to quiet my brain. It's just, I kind of want to hear and understand it a lot more. Why am I saying this topic with this topic? Did that actually correlate? Why am I speaking about this? Why am I doing 15 million things at once, trying to get it all done? Why am I trying to create so much at once and mash it all in one idea? It's just, oh, let's get the shit out of it. I thought I'd bug everyone else, just a cruiser. Why am I thinking and doing things this way? And sometimes it's a matter of, how am I going to listen to myself? Sometimes it's this. A lot of times it's this. Not necessarily on a video via podcast and sharing with you guys, but it's just talking to myself in my house. Just listening, singing out loud. Just like, okay, I need to just start saying words and doing things. I need to just get it out. And then maybe I can possibly pinpoint it. And if that, if like that's not working, I typically will call my brother or my mom and be like, okay, hey, I need help. Give me some ideas. It's that matter of maybe you can help me focus my brain, because they'd be like, hold on, I need you to stop. I'm like, okay, oh, all right, okay. Kayla does it too. She's like, you're doing that thing again where you kind of start the conversation, or you start and you didn't tell me where it started from, so let's start from the beginning. I'll be like, okay, you're right. It's not only, of course, reminding myself to just speak it out and do it out, because I know that I can. It always comes out beautiful. It always comes out amazing. It comes out how I want it and or how I will accept it. If that makes sense, it makes sense. If it don't, I don't even know how to explain that. I'm sorry. maybe it'll come back to me. But it's... Ooh, does anybody else pound their chest when they got a burp? Just like, get it out. Anyhoony, anyway, sorry. But it's that, how do I get this out? Maybe it's just me, sometimes it's just me taking a nap because I haven't slept in a while. I'm like, okay, maybe you just have been up. Maybe you just have been with this rush of energy. Maybe you're just going outside, feeling the sun, listening to them loud ass birds. Y'all, okay. Side note, still on task. But we're just getting off. I seen a bird murder another bird the other day, and I had never seen that except for like in that owl movie, and I was like, damn, that's pretty cool. But I've never seen a bird kill another bird live. And I was telling my brother was like, yeah, that's typically how it works. Every, you know, in any kingdom or realm or species, there's gonna be murder. I'm like, but in front of my eye, like, they was fighting, and the bird was, like, trying to flap with the wings, but the other bird is just pecking the shit out of the hand, and I'm just like, do I stop this? Is this, what if that person, that bird, and I was like, it's, I don't know. It was just, and then it just was laying there, and it was just like, okay, did he just beat his ass really good, or is he actually dead? No. They were dead. They were gone. And I still don't know, because the last few times I checked, that bird was still there. So I don't know if the bird is still there. I would have to check today, but I just had to share that because I was just like, birds is out here murdering birds. Okay, sorry. But that was about me going outside and getting the sun and hearing the birds and shit. But, you know, I was like, and you know what's crazy though? Is birds have really good memory. They call them bird brain, but that's because their brain is the size of their body. So, you know, they say it doesn't have enough brain synapses, but compared to other species, we have a small brain. So, fuck that. Anyway, there's a bird been right in front of my, like, window the last, like, few days. And I'm like, is this the bird? Is that the one that saw me murder the other bird? Like, I ain't gonna tell on no bird. I ain't gonna tell on you. Like, you can, okay, I'm sorry. I got off topic, but that is the topic of me getting off topic. But it's sometimes just a matter of me having to get it out. Sometimes it's a matter of me being like, okay, let's get back on task, moving forward, moving on. So, moving back, moving forward, moving on. I go outside, and now I also have these little isms, such as moving back, moving forward, moving on. I call them tangents. I walk around the block of the park of everything. It is a matter of my brain isn't necessarily unfocused. It's just focused on so many things, and I'm not listening to myself, or I'm not listening to it or them. I don't know if that made that better. But it's me expressing that to others, such as my mom, such as Kayla, such as my brother, such as Sage, or myself, in having that realization that, okay, why are we saying this? Why did you go off topic in tangent? Why did you feel like there was a need to say that? What did you feel like that knowledge was actually needed to be known or English ain't my strong suit, you feel me? Like, it is, but it is not, it isn't. Anyhow, that's another one. it's a matter of that focus. And I also came to this conclusion, not only with today of me, again, trying to have a core focused topic, because, again, those things never leave my brain. I understand and I understand how I need to grow in it. But my brain be like, okay, let's do this, let's do this, let's do 15 minutes. Just like, hold on, I need you to focus on one, if not for the sole purpose of listening to yourself of why you should focus on this one or take control of this one and get back to that mindset of focus and on track. Get to the core root of it all. So, see, look, and it came up. I said it was going to be at the end of the video or the middle, and it came in the middle. So I am planning an event, and there is a link in my Instagram, and I'll leave a link in my YouTube bio as well. And I'm throwing an event. I'm throwing a nice brunch for like-minded people. Not necessarily speak on tangents, but just enjoy each other's company. Enjoy the growth of ourselves, the love that we give ourselves, and we can just start giving that to each other. It is a free event, but seats are limited, and I'll just say that, and I'll leave that there. But I was trying to do a lot of things with this and for myself and ram it all into one. I had a focus of so many things I wanted to do for me and for the growth of my business, of creating like a separate channel for cooking, because that is what I love. That is, I fucking love it. Okay, it is really enjoyable. I like cleaning. I like certain things where I can keep my hands moving, but I can also share and express my energy in a way that's welcoming and inviting and fucking delicious. Okay, but see, moving back, moving forward, moving on. It was a matter of me trying to set something up and then add something else that could have been something else into that as well. So me trying to have an event, make it far out, also cook the food, also set up the venue. It was just a lot of things. I'm just like, hold on, wait, pause. Be mindful of the mindset of the environment that you're about to create with doing this. Give it a trial run first. You have a lot of things stacked on top of each other. And it was me telling me that, as well as my mom. She's like, hold on. And I'm just like, she was telling me other things. Like, think about this. And I'm just like, it's a lot right now. And not in a bad way, but it's like, I'm not prepared before I've even done a trial run. So it's like a trial run, in a sense, to see how well this goes. Because I do want it to be annually. But it was a matter of me trying to jam-pack everything into it. And it's just like, these can be separate. You can do more than one thing. You can express yourself in more than one way. You can build that. Pause. T. Are we so scared to drink out of these? Because I always burn my tongue. But it is. Hold on. I'm about to get a little comfortable. Does anybody do that? We're doing this all the time. I'm like, can I just, here we go. They were like, all right. Ooh, okay. So, ooh, that feels better. It was a matter of me trying to jam pack everything into everything. And I realized that this is not the only thing I do this with, and this is not the only thing I always have done this with or created this with or to be. I literally am a person that cannot sit down for a long time. It's not in my nature. It's not what I like to do. It's just, if I'm sitting down, I should be sleeping. I feel like I said that in a video before, but if I'm sitting down, I should be sleeping. That's probably a video I haven't posted. But it's a matter of me feeling like, since my energy is always on the go and always on the move and always thinking, always talking, and always, yeah, you see, I talk with my hands, I'm moving my chair, I just go on tangent, my brain is moving, if my body ain't, it's, where can I channel and how can I channel this energy of tangents, of going off, but still trying to stay on topic, of having an understanding of focusing my mind on one thing to set it up to create it, to dive deeper into it, and still, of course, not lose myself, not change myself to the point where I don't love myself because I feel like I'm doing this for another reason. It's always for the growth of me and everyone around me. If I can conceptualize a thought better and explain that better, I'll be able to communicate better. And if I can communicate better, that builds better and stronger relationships and understandings of me, of who I am and why I do things and how I act and how I react. It's a matter of my friends, shouts out to y'all, being able to still have a conversation with me when I go to my tangents or I go off and I'm just like, okay, she's doing it again. All right, she's doing it again. But it's a matter of loving me in that moment. I'm just like, okay, but I'm going to need you to trail back because we was on to something. We was on to something. I need you to get it together. And it's that part of me that I'm just like, okay, if you get off, you can get back on. If you're on, you can get off. She looks scared walking by. Girl. There's another male people came up here. That's cool. See? Okay. Distraction is not a distract. Okay. So, having that realization and understanding that for myself and still understanding that for myself, it's because also I have always a continuous mixed bag. Pause. I said in the last video, drink tea, drink hella tea. Just probably need to get a humidifier. But yawning anyway. Y'all got any tips? Let a sister know. I could Google it, and I have Googled it. It's just extras. Extra, extra. Nothing. Nothing. It's just like there. But we're here. So let's focus. Let's get it together. Okay. It's that realization of me creating that is, in a sense, of me remembering who I am and why I do things. And loving myself to that point of realizing how I do this and why I do this. I kind of forgot where I ended off of when I was hoping it would come back around the corner, but the mission drove off down the block. And I got distracted and it did distract. Damn. Okay, but honestly, it's I'm trying not to be hard on myself for being myself, in a sense. To not wrap it up, but to wrap it up. I'm trying to love myself when I am being myself. This is why I typically don't care for editing videos and things of that sort. Like, I am still trying to learn how to put an intro and outro, because that'd just be cool to just slap in. But why I just leave in so much of me is because a lot of me is hidden. That's the bitch just stuck at the block. She just stuck at the block. That's all. She drew up not a corner, but she stuck at the block. It is because my emotions are ever changing. I am not so much a moody person, but I can take on and understand the moods. It's just that deep feeling of, oh my gosh, if it's a lot of energy there, it's gonna be a lot of energy in here. And am I ready to take that in? And I need people to realize and take that into account. Nah, I'm not, oof. I barely like people. I love them. But that doesn't mean I always need to interact with them. This is why I don't want to get married. Like, to be that close to you all the time? Oh my God. Just the thought of it now, just like, I fuck with the people that are like, you get like, you know, that house with the two houses and then it's like connected. Give me that. Ugh, just me. Like, to be close to you is good. Like, spending time with just be close to you ain't good. Because I can't spend all the time. Oh, she's just Jesus, we's pumpkin and cheese. Okay. No. Okay. But my emotions, I'm a very emotional being. And I could say it's because of my cancer, but it's also because of what I have been through and what I understand and what I don't want others to go through. What I can sense, what I can feel, what I can take in and understand and listen. And take that into account of, okay, this may be why they're saying it, but this also may be why they're saying it. And that's also when my mind going off in a tangents and having those different thoughts comes in handy, because I am also an overthinker, but not an underthinker. I'd rather be over than under. You feel me? Anyhow. And it comes into thought of me having such a deep understanding, because I understand that my emotions be changing 15 million times a day. Okay, my thoughts, my feeling, it's water, it's growing, it's flowing, it's moving, it's making new mounds and rocks and all that, and have a little jiggly shift. But it's honestly that part of me having such a deep understanding of me sometimes not understanding myself, or me understanding myself to the point where this is why I'm saying it and so strong. It takes that deeper part of when I go off into my own tangents, and the way my mind thinks with my own thoughts is the same thing that I do for others when they're speaking, when they're talking. That way I can always make sure I'm trying and working on actively being open-minded to understanding why you did something, why you said something. Dang, this kind of turned into a good topic today. But so me always having to move, always having to have this energy, always doing this and that consumption. And my energy, yes, I have a lot of energy, but it ain't go out all the time energy. And I don't mean just clubs, I mean just going out, period. Sometimes my energy that I have a lot of ain't for other people. Okay? I ain't gotta... No. I'm very selective with my reflectives. Okay? Very selective with that. I can just... It'd be a lot. I'm old. I'm like moving forward, moving on. But it's me taking that into account of realizing that. And that's actually helped me to have great communication skills. I literally got paid extra at work for just listening to somebody and just doing what I needed to do. Just extra. They were just like, hey, come to the Zoom, I'm finna pay you. And I'm just like, for me? It's just me. But in all honesty, it was the truth. It was just because they were like, you actually listened. You heard what they were saying. You felt it. And just like, that's above all what we're looking for. That's what we need. And I'm just like, I am what you need. I am. But taking that into account of me never losing myself, me crying on an interview and me getting the job, is me never losing myself and realizing, okay, hopefully they understand, and they did. Because not everybody, just keeping that open mind of that perspective, is I'm overthinking for myself. I'm questioning myself to a point to make myself better. And I'm going to question you to understand you. And that's why I typically ask questions too, because my mind be like, I be trying to put shit together. So when I ask questions, I'm just like, it ain't lining up. I'm a little confused. I'm going to need you to help me. I'm going to need you to get that together for me. I'm not saying that what you're saying is wrong or confusing or weird or anything. I'm just like, I don't understand it. Can you help me in my brain? Because I'm over here doing all this, and I need you to just give me this. So in some parts, my tangents, my one-offs, my this, I've learned to use that where it could sometimes, and I'll say it can be hindrance of me trying to have this event and have like 15 million things in there, and I'm me not thinking about the layout and how it works. Me trying to speak on topics on here, I mean, getting off topic. I mean, trying to speak and just have a conversation, and then we're talking about one thing and they deep into it, and I'm just like, all right, here's another one. It just came up. Thought we were kind of done with that one, but it's just. But it also comes in handy when someone is letting me know something, speaking to me, or just asking for my advice, and it's just like, okay, let me see what I can do for you. Let me think in different ways, because maybe this is it. Maybe this is how it works. Maybe let's call it devil's advocate, because not everybody want to hear it all the time. But the devil ain't never told no lie. That's the, you want to know something? Yes, we finna get off topic again. I don't remember the devil lying. Like, in all honesty, like, I read the book back and forth, the Bible, but I don't remember it. Not saying it didn't happen, but he just kind of pointed out a lot of this shit and they didn't really like it. You know, like, it was the truth. And he only tempted people. And you can only, you know, tempt people in my eyes with the truth, but that's my perception of reality. Did he lie? For real? Let me know. I tried to look it up and I don't remember. And I, you know, the book, again, we off top, but we on topic. Because I just got to say it. Remember the, like, the book that's apparently written by the devil or for the devil, and it's like locked up and nobody can read it? I want to read that book. I want to hear the other side of the story. Everybody always talk about the devil's advocate, but I want to hear apparently what the devil said. I don't believe in the devil. Because it ain't, and nah, it's just one source of negative energy that would be draining on that person, like on that being, on that. He's a source, like, that doesn't make no sense. It's giving. Lies. But yeah, I just had to say that because I don't remember the he like tempted people, or he like let them know like this is what it is, and then like no, and I'm like, oh, it's the truth, and be like, ah, but you'll help me out of it. Or people did their own shit and they're just like, oh, the devil, da-da-da-da. But you know, when some shit happened, they always like, why did you forsake me, the Lord? Well, I don't know. Christianity is just such a weird topic to me. Shout out to Christians. For a little shout out to Christians, though, the cool ones, because I do fucking job. It's just the whole, again, my brain, it fills in spaces where there's confusion, and I've been confused for years. Okay, moving on. I don't know why I've been playing with these. Quite fun. Okay, now we're for real, moving on. What the fuck? That bitch left the block again. I did it again. But in all honesty, just to keep on topic but not on topic, it's about keeping on topic but not on topic, and how to use that. And I've learned how to use that for my benefit and realize when it is also to my detriment. And understanding and loving myself through all of it. Because that is, I'm practicing what I preach. I'm learning to love that part, acknowledge that part, and let others know, like, okay, this is what it is. This is how it's happening. Let me let you know why that sense of reality has been created. Because we do all think differently. We do all feel differently. And it's a beautiful thing. Again, with the accent. Not quite sure where to get it from. Not quite sure what this is. This is awful. A little bit cockney. Yeah, shout out again to my friends, because they deal with this on the daily. Well, actually, not on the daily. I don't talk to people on the daily. The only person I talk to on the daily is myself. But shout out to y'all for dealing with it when you do deal with it. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, I honestly had so many topics. And I still want to talk about Applejack, which is hockey. Why I wore this. I was like, you see the yellow? You see what's happening? We're going to be talking about Applejack. I wore the for the apple. Like, I just really fuck with Applejack. I fuck with the truth. I fuck with it. I've been lying to myself. I have a quote in my phone. Let me just pull it up because it's in my head. It's in my brain. You guys ever send texts to yourselves so that you can, like, save it? Because sometimes notes don't be saving it well or, like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, one that puts on a show for the world can act. One that puts on a show for their lovers or loves is a liar. And one that puts on a show for themselves is hurt. And that's what I made about lying. It's funny because I sent it to my ex. And he's like, what does this mean? I was just like, you tell me what it means. That's a good one, though. Yeah, but, yeah. At the root of it all, I'm sick and tired of not being truthful. And for years, I'm just like, this is what it is. And my mouth won't tell you, my face will. And that is gonna fix your face. How many times I get told fix it? A few times lately, I've been, if it's been caught, it's been caught. If it ain't, you didn't miss it. But my face always tells what this is thinking, because recently or sometimes it just does not get fixed. It just don't get fixed. Nope. I just like, this is just nonsensical. All right. Oh, fuck nut. Did that hurt? I mean, it did, but I'm trying to ask myself, like, did that hurt? Okay, that hurt. Yeah. Thank y'all for sticking with me, by the way. Through all of my tangents, through all of my get-ups, through all of my growth, through all of my learning, through my soft voice of thought and going to that, like, thank y'all for sticking with me. I appreciate your love. I appreciate your support. Because it ain't easy dealing with me. It ain't it, like, I be trying to do it myself. And y'all just be listening for, like, 20 minutes or more. Like, damn. Shouts out to y'all. Shouts out to y'all. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. These were not goodly made, but they're pretty goodly made. Anywho. Yeah, I don't want to keep going off on tangents just because the topic is going off on tangents, because, again, I'm not trying to use that to my own detriment, and I'm noticing that this time. Would that make it better? I don't know. Okay, yeah, but I do. I love you guys, and, again, the link for the event will be in my bio on Instagram. I got a Twitter, y'all. I got one of those little things that you tweet on. I made my first tweet yesterday about how my brother showed me how to use Twitter and then wouldn't let me add him or follow him or whatever, how that works. It's follow. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. He's like, no. But have fun with it, though. And I was like, you Virgo. I love it. Oh, look at me, the heart. I love it. Okay. But, yeah. It'll be on all of my platforms. You click on it. If you're able to come, come on in. Come on down. Come on and enjoy yourself. But again, it's only limited because it's free and I ain't. It's trial run, baby. I need to make sure that everything that I'm investing, I get a return on. And I want to make sure the energy and time that I'm spending on this, I'll actually get a return on. And I want to make sure the energy and time that you guys spend on me, you get a return on. And so that's pretty much what it's about. Get a return on your investment of time in me. Because everybody knows that is my love language. I just like being in your presence, in your aura, in your grace. And I guess this will be the conclusion, since I'm talking about the event. And I said that it'd be the middle or the end. But it wound up being in both. Sierra hates surprises. But Latisse hates them more. I'm changing my name to that. It's a process, but Sierra's about to be gone. So enjoy her while she lasts, because she ain't gonna be lasting long. Nah. I ain't gonna say a time date, because my long ain't gonna be your long, and your long ain't my long. So just be on the lookout for it, but don't, because it's already changed in your eyes. A lot of people think that's my name, because it is my name, and that's exactly how it should be. Letiste. You want to know what's crazy? Is I looked my name up on Google, I did it again, but I looked my name up on Google, and then I let y'all go. I looked my name up on Google, and to try to pronounce it, and they don't pronounce it the way I pronounce it. And I'm just like, I've only heard my name said a few times by the person that named me and by my family. And then I just kind of went with that, a little mix of both. So I might not even pronounce my own name right, but to you all, it's right. Yeah, but come and enjoy. And I will send you all off with focus, understanding, communication, love, peace, abundance of not only financial and spiritual growth, which is abundance of love and of self-love and of being able to receive and give that love on equal and understanding terms. I'm sending you off with a dynamic dimension of enjoyment to yourself. So, I love you all. And I hope and know that you all are loving yourselves more. So I'm going to sign off like a little kitty.